Your business isn't broken, but your marketing might be. Your product works, your team is great, your customers are happy. So why are sales flat? This matters because you could be weeks away from tearing down a perfectly good business when the real problem is just your marketing. Most business owners think that they need to change everything. And the real problem, your messaging, your positioning, and your systems. I've seen this pattern hundreds of times. Great businesses failing to grow because their marketing is broken, not their business. In this episode, I'm giving you a 5-point diagnostic to fix the weak link and fix it without tearing down your business. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over 2 decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Let's start with the "we need to change everything" panic. Here's what I see all the time. Sales dip, leads slow down, inquiries get quiet, and suddenly it's, do we need to change our pricing? Is the product wrong? Should we pivot? My favorite word. Is this industry dying? Deep breath. Before you redesign the entire business, just take a look at your marketing, because often the business is solid. The messaging just isn't landing. You might have a great service, a great team, strong retention, good reviews, but if your marketing isn't clear, isn't consistent, isn't targeted, isn't measured, it will feel like the whole business is failing. Remember, marketing is the megaphone. If it's distorted, the message sounds wrong, even if the song is beautiful. So let's diagnose this properly. Here are some signs that your marketing might be the weak link. Number one, you rely too heavily on referrals. Now listen, referrals are amazing, but if 80% of your revenue comes from word of mouth and almost none from structured marketing, you don't have a marketing engine. You have luck and loyalty. Referrals should be fuel, not the only fuel. Next, you can't explain why you're different. So let me ask you this question. What makes you different from your competitors? And if you said service, quality, experience, we've got some work to do, because everybody says that. And if your positioning is vague, customers default to price comparisons, and we don't want that. That's not a business problem, that's a messaging problem. So next, if you're too busy, but you're not growing, this one is sneaky. You're clearly working hard. Your team is busy. Revenue, it's steady, but growth is flat. That usually means your marketing is reactive instead of strategic. Posting maybe only when you remember, boosting ads randomly, sending emails, I don't know, occasionally. Activity is not strategy. Next, you're spending but not measuring. If you're currently investing in some Meta ads, Google ads, SEO, content, but you don't know your CAC, LTV, conversion rate, pipeline contribution, you're not marketing, you're guessing. And guessing, over time, gets expensive. Now, here I want to talk about the perception gap. This is something most businesses don't even realize. Because customers don't see your internal effort. They see all of the things that are out there publicly, your website, your social presence, the reviews, your emails, your ads, that is it. And if those touch points feel inconsistent, outdated, confusing, generic, they assume that the business is too. Even if behind the scenes you are and your team is absolutely incredible. Because marketing shapes perception. Perception shapes demand, and if perception is weak, demand drops. It is not the business, it is a signal. Your business isn't broken, but your marketing might be, and here's where to start. Here are 5 marketing fixes that can change everything. Firstly, clarify your positioning. Get painfully specific. Who are you for? Who are you not for? What problem do you solve better than anyone else in your industry? If you try to speak to everyone, no one feels spoken to. Next, align your messaging absolutely everywhere. Your website should match your ads. Your social tone should match your email tone. Your team should speak the same language as your campaigns. Because if your brand sounds corporate online but casual in person, trust then starts to weaken because consistency builds confidence. Next, build a repeatable lead system because hope is not a strategy. You need clear offers, clear call to actions, structured funnels, automated follow-up because marketing should feel like a machine, not a mood. Next, I need you to measure what really matters. Stop obsessing over the vanity metrics, the likes, the impressions, the follower count. Start focusing on cost per acquisition, conversion rate, retention, revenue per customer. Because vanity metrics make you feel busy, but revenue metrics make you profitable. The next thing, you need to involve your team. Because marketing just isn't ads. It's how your receptionist answers the phone, how your sales team explains pricing, how your onboarding emails read, how your team responds to complaints. And if your team doesn't understand the brand promise, marketing leaks at the last step because alignment amplifies these results. So why does all this matter more than ever this year? Because marketing has changed. Consumers, they're more skeptical, they're more informed, they're faster to compare and they're quicker to leave. You don't just compete on product anymore. You compete on clarity, experience, trust, relevance. If your marketing feels generic, customers keep scrolling. If it feels specific and confident, they lean in. That's the difference. And here's the mindset that I want you to adopt. Don't just ask yourself, is the business broken? Ask yourself, is our marketing telling the right story to the right people in the right way? Now, I'm going to say that again because it's really important. Is your marketing telling the right story to the right people in the right way? Take some time. Think about that. Because most of the time, the answer isn't we need to rebuild everything. It's these things. We might need to sharpen our message. And sharpening is easier than rebuilding. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Now, let's take a minute to do a quick 60-second marketing audit and ask yourself these questions. Can I clearly explain what makes us different? Yes. Do all our platforms tell the same story? Yes or no? Do we know our CAC and LTV? Yes or no? Do we have a predictable way of generating leads? Yes or no? Does our team understand the brand promise? Yes or no? Now, if you hesitated on one or more of those, it's not your business, it's your marketing. And that's fixable because your business probably isn't broken. Your product likely works. Your team likely cares. Your customers likely value you. But if your marketing is unclear, inconsistent, or unmeasured, it can quietly stall growth. But here's the good news. Marketing is one of the most controllable levers in your business. Tighten the message, align the team, build the system, measure the outcomes, and suddenly the business problem, frankly, disappears. If you've enjoyed this content and would like help auditing your marketing, refining your positioning, or building a structured growth engine that actually drives results, let's go. Get in touch with us right now because sometimes the fix isn't rebuilding the engine, it's tuning it properly. Thanks for tuning into the Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS. And let's keep turning clarity into action.